Steve, I always wanted to know. I watched Pirates of Silicon Valley, I don't know, about 2 years ago. And how true is that movie? I mean, it kind of portrayed the relationship of you and Steve Jobs with Apple Computer.
I get asked that a lot, and it's very easy to say it's extremely true or it's extremely false. Anybody near the situations could say either way, and I'll tell you why. Every single scene in that movie actually happened and actually had the meaning that the movie gave it. Also, the top personalities, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, even myself, were very much on target, the sort of things we would have said, but all the other personalities were so poorly implemented, and events were shown at different places in time a little. They had to create every event fictionally that had the meaning that it had really happened when it happened. And a lot of the lines that were said in there, the extreme ones, were true. Were true. The ones that really mattered were true, but the story they built around, the scene they built around it, was can't duplicate things when there's no written records of it. They just they didn't discuss it with any of us principals before they did the movie either. They did it all from research, so they'd only get the research on a few people. But boy, I'll tell you, I was shocked watching. I was not going to watch it because I don't like to read Apple books or watch Apple stories. But my wife wanted to watch it, and it caught my attention from the first, especially when I'm sitting there running through the tear gas with a blue box at Berkeley, and I said, "My God, that's how it was."
So, how was your relationship with Steve Jobs in the earlier years? Were you like best friends?
Or? Yeah. Actually, we didn't know each other that many years, even before Apple. You'd be surprised, but it was around my second year of college, and then I took a year off to work for a year to earn money for my third year of college. And while I was working, an executive got me the chips to finally build one of these computers I was designing on paper. And I built a computer down the street, and we soldered it together down at my friend Bill Fernandez's house. Okay. Bill said, "There's this guy that went to our high school that you should meet, Steve Jobs. He likes electronics, and he likes pranks like you do." So as I remember, Steve came right over to the house that day, and right outside the garage where we've got our new little computer we're working on. We called it the cream soda computer. And Steve and I started sizing each other up, not with our electronics knowledge right away, but with the pranks we'd done in high school. And then after the pranks, we started getting into electronics and how much we knew about what types of chips and counters and how to hook them together and stuff. And so I was ahead of Steve in that area, like being a designer and a creator, but he was still had a lot of more technical knowledge than almost anyone you'd find in high school. And we just became really good friends. We also liked talking about life and important things, and he was into Eastern religions and very much a hippie type. And although I wasn't, my feet were really on the ground, and I'm always going to be in the middle type person, I really did get influenced by how should you live your life, these kind of thoughts that you have with yourself, and probably everyone does around the end of high school when you're around 20 years old. What's important in life? And Bob Dylan music had struck us both as just, very important words that had very important meanings to us, the way we interpreted them. And the Beatles music was the most popular music of all time forever, but it was just more juicy and pop and nice and simple to listen to and fun, good music. But Bob Dylan was writing about serious subjects and trying to really stimulate parts of your brain. So that was another thing that drew us very close together. And we'd go to concerts together, and we'd go, and eat together, and just real close friends.
Yeah, we'll have to get to it later in the show about the US Festival. Did he actually attend the US Festival, which was several groups that got together and kind of like a.
Sure, the US Festival were of 1982 and 1983 were two big concerts I put together near San Bernardino, and we had a million attendants over 3 days at each one.
Wow,
this was a huge show with tons of huge headliners. And I don't recall if Steve actually came to the US Festival. A lot of my friends did. But, this was post-Apple. That was post-Apple, and it was later point in time. Steve and I weren't that close anymore,
right?
Like everyday friends.
Was he like a geek and a nerd and really technically astute, or was he more because these movies and what I read in the press and stuff like that more portrays him more of a marketing genius?
He was a geek and a nerd in the sense that he was an outsider. He did know electronics when he was in high school. Now, when it came time to starting Apple, I think the reason he shied away from technology and really being into that is that he never wrote a program. So he did the half of it. He had done some hardware. He could understand it. He could look at somebody else's diagrams and even add a part here and there, modify things, move something around, maybe fix a problem. But he hadn't been given the opportunity to design things himself, and he had not written software. And I think he felt, especially in the shadow of my own abilities being so great, that he just felt like he never really had a role in that end of it, that he took over the marketing. But a lot of marketing or running a company, it has a technical end of A, knowing how to understand people that are describing new technologies, new parts that you might want to build with, or what you might want to do, and what's possible, and what makes sense to people. He just has a really good head for just the whole sense of the whole picture, even if he hasn't programmed or really designed things himself.
Right. Well, interesting. I want to go back into the college days, into the mischievous years. With Steve, like, I remember reading on your website, I believe it's www.waz.org, and it talked about the secrets of the blue box. And what the blue box is, for those that don't know, it was a device that emitted certain types of tones that you can control telephone equipment. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
This was an amazing, amazing, amazing part of my life. Lasted 1 year, my third year of college. After I worked a year, I earned the money to go to Berkeley for my third year of college. I loved taking four graduate computer courses, all in the same classroom, two classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, two on Monday and Wednesday. They were all in the same room in Corey Hall, and I sat in the same seat for each one of them. And none of my classes started before noon, and I'll never forget that year.